Park, but the one thing I'm going to leave the studio knowing today, there are no walks in the parks for this Niner team right now. How can you be, Steiny, when you're 11th in the NFC?
How's Purdy played this year?
I'm being so average.
How about Jordan Mason?
Above average.
How about Ayuk?
Below average.
He was an F before he got hurt yesterday. What about Charvarius Ward? Talk C about plus. Guys maybe losing money.
C plus.
Debo Samuel?
D.
We'll see.
Bosa?
We'll see.
C plus.
And they don't have McCaffrey.
What about Trent?
He's been terrible.
B minus.
Well, whatever. It's like He had a hold, too, and a callback in the first quarter.
But Brando had the biggest one on the first run. It felt like the Super Bowl. Mason got like 8-9 yards. I'm like, here they go. Holding.
People may say, oh, Steiny, that doesn't mean anything. Trent Williams set a horrible tone for this team in the offseason. I'm sorry.
But why just him singular? Why not Ayuk?
Because he didn't have a window. Ayuk was in his place to get paid. Everybody knew he was going for a new contract. But Trent Williams doing it just because he could? That set a terrible tone for the season.
But you think
I'm
to
sorry.
The point to where
that's
guys are getting their ass kicked at their job
it's my opinion.
Is because of that?
He has not been good.
Yeah, no, but
okay.
Either
of
they.
He set a terrible... Trent Williams set a terrible tone for the season by holding out and coming in a week before camp. That's what I think. Yeah, you can disagree with me. That's fine. But...
What about McCaffrey?
Well,
he's hurt.
He wasn't due.
Exactly.
The pay.
I mean,
but we understood it at the time. Everybody said they would have did the same thing, right?
I look at it this way. Trent Williams
played
was selfish.
He had, and it worked.
For whom? See, that's the thing. Okay, you're right. Three cards worked. For McCaffrey, who got paid. For Ayuk, who got paid. For Trent Williams, who got paid.
Right.
That's great. For all three of those guys, it's been great. But what about for us, the San Francisco 49ers? How have those worked out? They've been absolutely, positively awful decisions, at least the way they look right now. Because you're 3-4. Mike's in San Jose. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, show.
Hey.
I thought the turnaround point and my thought of how the defense was either really trying or playing with heart was when Mahomes ran up the gut in the red zone and the defender, instead of dropping his shoulder, popping him on the side of the knee, wrapping and keeping him out of the end zone, he hit him high and Mahomes bumped him to the side and then pointed at him later and made fun of him. But the bottom line is that seems to be how they're tackling everywhere this season. That seems to be like there's no gang tackling. There's no pursuit. There's no Ronnie Lott coming after somebody, wrap somebody up and delivering the final blow and make them think twice about wanting to catch the ball. You know, and the other thing was we forget that when we had all these weapons, Purdy had the time to read them all. He doesn't have time to go through his progressions anymore. He can't throw off his back foot. And there's one last thing I noticed in the game. Early in the game when he got tackled, he was on his right shoulder. He didn't push up with his right arm to get off the turf. He rolled over to his back all the way to his left arm and pushed up there. That's telling me his right arm ain't 100%. And I don't see him winging the ball around unless he's really stepping into his throws. He's not a Mahomes. He's not a Marino. He's not even an Elway that would step into his throws. He doesn't have time to step into a lot of his throws. They're not giving him time. And it's only a matter of odds before he gets hurt if he keeps scrambling around.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let me tell you who was not at Mike's house.
Who?
There were no 49ers at Mike's house. Because that was a dog in the background.
Well, the Niners could have used him. Wow. Tough crowd. Huh? Sounds like you might have heard that joke before. Yeah, hey, listen.
I didn't do it right.
We are not going to do the Dick Tracy thing or the Nancy Drew mysteries. If he's hurt, he's out there and he's being a warrior. They all are, right? But Sonny, I don't know what to do. Brock Purdy, because he was making the point that maybe he's hurt.
Oh, God.
For a subpar play. I can't do that. I don't have room to do it.
Like, this is where, and I'm not saying, I'm not saying
the caller,
I'm shutting down the conversation, because I'm not.
We never do.
But the reality is, it doesn't matter if he's hurt. This is the 49ers playing football right now. And if he's hurt, well, then his play is suffering, and the 49ers are going to have to pay the price for that. Like, I can't say Brock Purdy's hurt. Has he shown up on an injury sheet all year? But maybe he's not 100% like a lot of other guys.
Or the team, the leagues are, like, again, that if the man coverage thing is kryptonite, you go to Brock Purdy twice against Minnesota. Those were L's. You go to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. That was an L. We talk about what Cleveland did last year in Baltimore on Christmas. Stoney, I do have little baby thoughts or seeds that are starting to grow with, okay, is this a Brock Purdy problem? And that might be unfair. Is it a Kyle problem? That could be unfair. But somebody's got to find out, because if we're just going to cross the board today come in and say, oh, Niners can't beat press coverage, the receivers can't, it's not the quarterback's fault, then that's not doing your due diligence. Something, there's a truth in the middle somewhere, and we got to find out. And I don't know what's going on, but I just have never seen a team pay a guy like they did Brandon Ayuk. All the stuff that went into it, and damn it, you don't even get to the bye week before he's gone for the whole year. Wow. And now what type of receiver he's going to be moving forward, that's for another day. But man, partner, I don't have the answers. I really don't. And if I ask you this, and I'm about to, who's been the best 49er this year? I can't give you. It was Fred before he turned his wheel.
I'd say Kittle.
Well, damn.
But, hey,
I go Kittle,
you know what?
Warner.
I'll choose to look at the silver lining. Maybe after, you know, he's probably going to have surgery, rehabs. Maybe he'll be able to beat somebody deep next year if he's healthy.
Well, they don't, Jerry said they don't throw it deep.
That's because Brock can't get the ball there, maybe. We saw two long passes yesterday, and both receivers had a weight on them.
Oh, the count.
I'm not saying Purdy's not very good. I'm just saying that's what happens. Like, nothing's clicking.
What grade would you give him this year, Brock? Who? Just real quick, Brock.
B minus. David and El Cerrito. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Hey, David.
I'm going to say this. I'm not a huge Brock Purdy fan.
All right.
But I think it needs to be looked at this way. There are maybe four or five guys in the league who can win a Super Bowl, a quarterback, when things aren't going right. There are maybe four or five guys in the league that can do that. Maybe. And there's maybe five or six other guys who can win a Super Bowl when things are going right.
All right.
So it's really hard to find a guy. Okay.
Yep.
Things aren't going right for the Niners. The window is closing, if not closed already, for this cast of characters to win a Super Bowl. But then it gets back to the question, Brock Purdy's not one of the four or five guys that can ever win it when things aren't going right. And they're not going to be going right for a long time. So I think people are realizing today, like, what is the future? It's not about winning 10 games, making the playoffs, because they're not winning a Super Bowl. So that window is basically shut. So it's a question of, can you build a team again around this guy to go win a Super Bowl? Because he's not a guy that wins it by himself. That's going to be clear. He's maybe one of the 11 that could win one in the league. And that's the bigger macro problem when watching yesterday's game and watching this team moving forward.
Wow, you got me thinking about what Stani said earlier about Sando. I don't know who wrote that article about basically, Stani, the chickens are coming home to roost in regard to those draft picks, in regard to the Trey Lance debacle, if you're talking about building. But it all depends on what type of personality you have. Let me tell you something. I tell you who's not quitting. It's the players and the Niners with 10 games left. You beat Dallas, you're 4-4, okay? But you still got that revolving door, who's coming through it or who's not. But they're not giving up. But
well, they might not be giving up.
If you're a fan like him,
but are they
that's
playing?
Real talk right there.
Okay, but
because you have
they're
no
not gonna,
depth right now.
Of course they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
But the question is,
are you a threat?
No, the question is, are you playing with the sense of urgency you need to play? And I heard three or four callers today saying, and Jerry Rice too, saying, How do you come out for a game like that looking like it's just another game?
Now that is wow.
Let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's been a while since I've called you all.
All right.
So Randy. Anyway, the game that I am waiting for is the game against the Detroit Lions. I believe that the Detroit Lions are actually going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this upcoming February. But then also, I'm also looking forward to the Green Bay Packers game. I also just want to say that I agree with the last caller that Brock Purdy is overrated, okay? And Shanahan is not as good a coach as many people think that he is. Anyway, fellows, thanks for taking my call. Have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. And good luck to your Lions.
Yep.
Can't pull one over on us. We know you're a Lions fan.
Well, he jumped out to Kyle. I mean, where do you think this thing is headed?
I don't know. Not sure. But, like, I do disagree with the caller before the last one. He's like, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Well, you don't know.
Well, it doesn't look like that. Yeah. Of course it doesn't
right
look
now.
Like that. Yeah.
Right now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What was Kyle Shanahan's message to the 49ers after the ball game?
I want them to say less today. There's no way to sugarcoat that. We got our ass kicked today. Lots of reasons for it, but those are things that they don't need to sit and think about today. We'll address all those tomorrow. We'll get together. We'll go through the truth of the whole tape and, you know, be hard on each other and find a way to put it to bed so we can come out here and make sure we put our best foot forward and find a way to get a win versus Dallas.
Tell me less.
I want them to say less.
Right, because he's sick of the, well, we'll get it together and we need to come together and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter. You got to go out and do it.
They had a chance yesterday, man. They let them off the hook.
See, I don't look at that as a game where they let the Chiefs off the hook. I look at that as a game that the Chiefs absolutely handled you. They absolutely handled you. It was 28-18.
Well, right.
But I mean, I don't think you let them off the hook. You were never winning that game after 3-0.
Yeah, but when your quarterback is not on his A game and he's throwing interceptions, bad ones,
their quarterback
you're not
played better than your quarterback and made every big play.
Correct, Stoney.
I'm sorry,
but that
Patrick Mahomes did not play a bad game.
Okay,
if
I'll
that's
give you
his
that.
Bad game, they ain't losing in the next 3 years.
You would have signed up for that though, because let me tell you when he was better. The last two Super Bowls, he was better and he was more efficient. You're right.
He had
moxie yesterday. He made the plays. The pitches when he's about to get sacked.
Right.
Those all matter, but I can't ignore. This is a Brock Purdy question, Steiny. He was awful. He was awful. It's not about throwing a party. Hey, that's my Steiny. About Mahomes wasn't bad, but damn, you would have given your right arm to get that stat line going into that game yesterday to think you could win at home when your season is kind of,
you know. Two stats. You're looking at his numbers, and they're fair.
Right.
Fine, yeah. Hey, if Mahomes goes 16 for 27 with two, yes. But what if I told you they're going to go 8-for-14 on third down, and they're going to be 80% in the red zone, 4 out of 5 touchdowns?
I get that.
It's like he gets them down there. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Schleprock in San Mateo. Schleprock. Hey, hey.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Guess what, Guru? You're going to be horrible when you're losing 3, 4, maybe 5 of your best players on offense, and you're the quarterback, Purdy. All right.
Okay.
This is what the Niners need. This is what the Niners need to do. They need to go back to playing 1965, 66, 67 Green Bay Packers football. Go back to the basics. You know, get the ball to your best players who aren't on the field now. But the bottom line is, you got to play. You got to play buttoned up football on offense, defense, on special teams. When you're losing this many players that are key to your roster, then you might win some games. But until you do that, buttoned up ball, you're not going to win anything. I'm not going to blame Shanahan. I'm not going to blame Purdy. I'm going to blame the players for making too many mistakes, because right now, with this roster the way it stands, they're not good enough to overcome mistakes that they put on themselves. And what do you think about that analysis, guys?
Yeah, I don't disagree with it, but, I mean, if you don't have a good offensive line, you can't really just play 1960s football.
Well, I'll say this to him, Stoney, as far as the roster, it's just not as deep. And exactly. It's not as deep because of all the injuries now. So, I don't know. I saw D Winters hit Hunt on a screen, Stoney, and I thought that was Greenlaw. I said, "Oh, they came there. They're bringing the hat." And then that kind of went away. But you're right. I know you know that wasn't Patrick Mahomes' A game, and he was there in money time, and he's more experienced.
And that's what makes it even worse.
But if Brock had played better, you could have taken advantage of the 2 interceptions. You could have taken advantage of, you know, things that went your way, and they just couldn't do diddly squat offensively. And I have never gone into a season to where I'm saying week 8 or 7 is a – you have to beat Dallas, because this is a team you've owned. And if something has really changed to where you can't get it back, that would equal a loss to Dallas, who has just been a mess, and the world's watched it together.
Yeah, and I think we got to start lumping the 49ers in with these teams that we think are a mess. Wow. Because we call teams messes who have a better record than the Niners. Mm. So what does that make what's going on with San Francisco right now? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Benzo in Napa. What's up, Benzo? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right.
Ooh. Yeah. Tough one, though, right?
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
I'm feeling it. Just take a minute for a sec to be like, oh, man, okay. Lots to unpack. I'm not going to try and do that all. There's just one thing that came to mind that's been bugging me a little bit. And I'm just a fan. My opinion matters maybe a little somewhere, but I've heard radio professionals and a lot of fans calling over the last few years, ever since Shanahan came along, that he's the offensive guru. And if anything, I think that got stripped yesterday. Like, I don't think we're going to hear that anymore. And I don't like labels because they make expectations crazy, and I don't think that's, you know, it's good for anybody, and it no one really deserves that. But nonetheless, it was getting set around. And, I mean, at this point, if he couldn't figure it out with that team, I know there's a lot of injuries and stuff, but just the decision-making was just like, it's cringeworthy stuff, and I know he even feels it. So I'm not sure we have an offensive guru on hand. I think we got a great coach. A couple things to note. I think McCaffrey, yeah, he's not the answer to everything. But, yeah, we are grasping at strings of hope. And he's one of them at this point when it comes to the team moving forward. So, yeah, I want to, you know, how we're going to move forward, how it's going to get better. I mean, it's game by game. There's a lot of football left. I don't think anybody should be down in the dumps. But, yeah, there's a lot to figure out. The Ayuk thing, oh, man. So, yeah, just want to throw those thoughts out there. And I don't think we have an offensive guru on our hand. And finally, I think that label should be thrown in the trash.
Thanks, Benzo.
What do you guys think?
Well, Problem is, you put a label on a guy before he deserves it.
I mean, look, what? I'm not here to defend Kyle, but the bottom line is, been in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC Championship games. You and I have criticized him right now on his run-pass ratio. Like, dude, you got to read the room. If you're doing something and it's working, my critique has been, why do you go away for it?
Yesterday, why did you have your boy
in a game that he obviously was struggling in, Brock Purdy, throw it 31 times?
I don't think they ran
it. I know Kansas City did well against the run, but when it was all said and done, you averaged 4.2 a pop. Like, could you have run more, maybe? And then we find out that your boy's out there, J.P. Mason would have separated his shoulder. But if you're out there, you can play, right? So, again, I don't want to be that obvious in regard to, against the best defense and your quarterback's worst day. Why didn't you kind of take the air out the ball a little bit and see if you could have been more successful on the ground? Just a thought.
They were down 14-3 and then 21-12. So when you get down two scores, maybe it feels like there's more of a sense of urgency. But I didn't really see, like, I thought they went away from the run way more two games ago when they lost to, who was it, the Rams? No, Arizona. I thought they went away from the run there. Yesterday, I didn't think they ran it great. And then down in the red zone, I do think the play calling's not very good. Mm. I feel like I've watched Jordan Mason. I'd like to see how many runs he's had inside the 10 for 2 yards or less.
Probably leading the league. But is that all on him?
I'm not saying it's all on him. It doesn't matter. They can't get it in. Skip and Hayward.
Skip.
What's up, Skip? What do you got, buddy?
Hey, you guys. I really enjoy your show. I've been watching for a while. I just made my birthday yesterday, October 20th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Skip.
And I just want to say that, taking words from Guru, what have you done for me lately? Sunday is every given Sunday. Any team could beat any team. Mm. And let me tell you something. There has not been good football played. Look on all these teams that I've been playing, whether it's New Orleans, whether it's Dallas, whether it's the Jets. There are not a lot of good teams out there. It's just bad football. And I'm going to tell you something else. I have the red zone.
All right.
I was watching the red zone yesterday morning, and I'm in school taking some classes, and I'm like, red zone or classes? You know what I did? I turned the TV off because it was bad football.
Wow.
And you know what? It's just everybody's injured. You guys, I'm going to take it off, and I want to get you guys' opinion about what you think about that.
Wow. Something's off.
Well, the injuries, thanks, Skip, and happy birthday. They gave you the Jerry Jones present, the Niners did. Stunk it up on his birthday, but, Stoney, I'll never turn the game off. Now, injuries do happen. They're happening more and more, but you and I and Evan haven't had the conversation at Spadoni about the product is insufferable, because that's what it sounds like Skip was saying. You got to watch the Ravens. Pittsburgh looked like they knew what they were doing last night. Who else we got? Stoney, who's at the top? Watch the Rams-Vikings game. That was a damn good game. Watch the Packers and Texans. I mean, those are good teams, and we thought the Niners were. I just want to know when it's – I can't do it now. If I could take a poll of the fans, is 90% of the 3-4 what you don't have available, or is 90% of the 3-4 they've cottoned up to you and you're just not as good as you've been in the past? Because that's what it is, partner.
Look, the way I look at it is everybody's got injuries, and you had injuries or no, you had two inexcusable losses. Injuries or not.
Wow.
If you had you taken care of the Cardinals like you should have, had you taken care of the Rams like you should have, yesterday's game would have been far more tolerable.
Wow.
But you didn't, as Stephen A. Smith would say.